A federal grand jury in Washington yesterday indicted six members of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, in a 1999 murder case. Attorney General John Ashcroft said these indictments are part of the U.S. efforts to fight drug trafficking and terrorism in the Western Hemisphere. They occur as the Bush administration makes a case for more aid to Colombia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Attorney General Ashcroft announced the indictments accusing the six leftist FARC rebels of kidnapping and murdering three Americans. He said the victims, Lahayana Ege, Ingrid Washinawatuk, and Terrence Freitas, were in Colombia working to improve the lives of Indians.
These three workers went to Colombia to do good and instead met with great evil. For their families, today's indictment is a step toward justice. And for all Americans, today's action is a step toward ridding our hemisphere of the narco-terrorism that threatens our lives, our freedom, and our human dignity.
Ashcroft says he'll work with the Colombian government to have the suspects extradited once they're in custody. The attorney general brought drug trafficking charges against three other FARC members just over a month ago. Like other Bush administration officials, he argues that the fight against drug trafficking and the fight against terrorism have converged in Colombia.
Despite its attempts to portray itself as a band of revolutionaries or of freedom fighters, today's indictment describes the FARC as a fiercely anti-American terrorist organization.
As Ashcroft made that case, Secretary of State Colin Powell was up on Capitol Hill lobbying Congress for more aid to Colombia and asking lawmakers to loosen the restrictions on how the aid is used. The U.S. government has poured more than $1 billion into Colombia in the last couple of years. Current law restricts the aid to the war on drugs. But Powell told the Senate Appropriations Committee that is no longer realistic and that Colombian President Andres Pastrana should be able to use U.S. military equipment to fight terrorism as well.
We just needed to remove that barrier that keeps us from doing the kinds of things that are now necessary to be done in order to permit President Pastrana and the next Colombian president to take on the threat of both narcotics traffickers as well as terrorists. And the line that currently exists does not allow them to do that in an efficient way.
Some members of Congress remain leery, arguing the Colombian government, which has been battling insurgents for about four decades, should increase its own spending on security. Others wonder what will happen after the presidential election later this month. Democrat Patrick Leahy of Vermont also raised questions about the effectiveness of the aid and urged the Bush administration not to overlook the Colombian Army's poor human rights record.
I am not unsympathetic to the things we want to do in Colombia. I think with the billions we spent on the so-called war against drugs in now two administrations, I'm not sure whether we've really accomplished a lot.
As lawmakers raise doubts and debate the State Department's supplemental budget request for aid to Colombia, the Bush administration seems to be redoubling efforts to make its case. Pastrana was also on Capitol Hill recently appealing for aid and portraying his battle against insurgents as part of the global war on terrorism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.